Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Yes, yes, up and about for a Friday. Here we go. It's going to be a great one today. I can feel it in my bones. Listen to that. You can't hear it because they're my bones.
It's palpable.
Yeah, I know.
It is palpable, the feeling in studio
today.
That's
right.
Come on.
It's warm in studio, but it's good.
It is. That it is. Look, there's a bit of that humidity going about. When you look on the weather, you go, no storms coming. I don't know. Doesn't it feel like it's going to crack open, the sky's going to crack open, a bit of rain come out?
Did it rain last night a bit?
No, I didn't hear anything.
I felt cool around outside my house this morning. I thought, maybe, must be a little bit of rain.
Maybe, possibly.
Could be.
Well, how was your nights yesterday? Do anything exciting? You go first, Ari.
Unsuccessfully napped, no. I've heard.
Yeah, I kept getting woken up by family members in the house.
It was very painful.
No, seriously, we just kind of just sat there and just went our own ways and just watched television. That's it.
Nap fail.
Yeah.
All right, what about yourself, Stephen?
Well, Jess, you'll appreciate this as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's funny, Crevo was here, witnessed it. When Ari started a couple of days ago, there was, I won't need to nap. There's no napping. And we get to Friday and she feels the pain like the rest of us.
Yeah,
like,
welcome.
I'm like a normal human being. That's it. We thought, surely not. Maybe something supernatural going on here.
Oh, okay.
But you know.
Human like the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Bleed like we bleed. Last night, bailed out of the semi-finals for my basketball comp.
Why?
No good. Oh, we just lost. So. Oh.
Is that because you weren't there, is it?
No, well, I did play. I didn't play very well. So
they would have won if you didn't play.
Well, that seems very harsh. So it's a feel good Friday, family.
Come on.
What'd you get up to, Crevo?
I went to the Royal Oak Hotel, which is the one in Tyers Hill. Now, for a long time, this has been your very which way's the bakery room, mate? Type of pub, right? But now there's these new people who have come in and they're like making it a bit hipster in one section.
Right.
So there's like this bit where you order your dinner and stuff and eat it and that's like all fancy now. There's all these fancy things on the menu and, you know, there's people, like young guys with long beards serving you beer.
When
it's
like
a changing
fancy
place.
Things on the menu, do you mean like mac and cheese or something?
No. I mean like Italian pastas that you don't know the name of.
Oh. Boscaiola.
That kind of area. That could have been a made-up pasta name and I wouldn't know, right? And that's the sort of, I had to ask the guy behind the bar, what's that? That's the sort of fancy area they're moving into.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, really interesting. Like the back bit, they've still got the old carpet and stuff, and there's like, that's where all the old regulars hang out. And then there's the new bit, it's a changing suburb, Tyers Hill. That's
there
all
you
I'll
go.
Say. Yeah, the Royal Oak Hotel. Food was good.
All right, what did you get up to yesterday, Jess? Bed by 6:15?
Close, sort of. Like Morgan cooked last night, so it was like, still cooking at 6:30. I'm like, I'm really tired. Can you just hurry up?
Oh, absolutely buzzing in Thornton, then.
Complaining if he cooks, complaining when
he doesn't
cook.
I tried not to complain.
Give us another drink from the soda strip. Oh, don't, put that away. That's actually yours.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
All right, so yesterday I was out doing some buying for the shop and I went to Mount Hutton.
Right.
Now, normally Mount Hutton, yeah, it's just a sort of like average Newcastle suburb, right?
Yeah.
Not far from Charlestown.
Yeah, exactly. But what I didn't realise is some of these Mount Hutton properties, they actually have full views of the ocean.
Yeah, there's some real nice places in Mount Hutton.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Because on the lake there.
Well, these ones were like, I guess maybe they are at the top of Mount Hutton. I don't know. I don't even know like where
if
that
that's
is.
That's a real mountain.
Yeah, exactly. But we pulled up to this thing. I was like, geez, that is a steep driveway. You know those ones where you're like, can a car actually go up that? You know, that sort of vibe. I was like, stuff it, just gun it. Went straight up.
Testing the handbrake big time.
Yeah. I tell you what, there was a bit of that vibe going on. You know, a little bit of wheel spin from the clinkety old van that I drive.
Aww.
Anyway, I get up there. I was like, oh, my God, these guys have full ocean views from up here. And then they've got one of those plaques on the house, like the old school little signs, like sea view or sea glimpses or something like that.
Real?
You know, it's like, this is a bit of a vibe up here. Mm-hmm. And they knew it too because I'd set up like a little deck area out the front, just living life, the good Newcastle life with the sea view there. Mm-hmm. It was a lovely part of the world. Well, that's never explored before.
Little gem as well, because probably not as expensive as other, like, sea view suburbs.
Yeah.
But you still get all the benefit of the sea view.
Exactly right. So, yeah, that was it's a good vibe there. Not an area I've explored before.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Okay, Jess, a dramatic car chase through Newcastle has seen two people arrested.
Yeah, so yesterday police tried to stop a car on Fowler Street at Hamilton South. The car failed to stop. Police initiated a pursuit. They weren't pursuing for too long before they had to call it off because the car was driving too dangerously. There were heaps of posts on community pages yesterday because Polair was tracking the vehicle for a while, ended up tracking it down at Rankin Park. The passenger got out and police arrested her, but the guy who was driving kept going, and then he crashed the car on McCaffrey Drive. The car then caught a light. Oh. So he was pulled out. Paramedics treated him at the scene. He was taken to hospital in a serious but stable condition. And so they're both under arrest at the moment. Charges pending, but police are investigating.
Oof. So is this like late yesterday morning?
Yes.
I drove past McCaffrey Drive on my way home from work. There was like, yeah, police blockades, like directing traffic. Yeah, like ambos were coming through. Jeez. Actually wild. I was wondering what's going on here.
That's what it was.
Well, I thought it was just a regular fire because the fire was going through. You could see lots of smoke.
Yeah.
Didn't realise that it was a crash connected to this fire.
Oh, well, wow. We've got a witness on the scene or near the scene adjacent.
Well, I was just thinking then, wow, what an inconvenience. Yes. And now I know. You've taught me why my
what happened?
Road trip was a bit longer yesterday.
There you go. I'm here to help.
All right, we're changing pace just a little bit, Jess. Newcastle Rugby League season, they've signed their latest star for 2024.
Yeah, so the Seagulls will have Peter Matautia joining them next year for the 2024 season. He's played with the Newcastle Knights. He's played with the Dragons. He's been overseas in the Super League for the last few years, playing with a couple of clubs over there. But now he's signed on with the local Lake Macquarie team here for the Newcastle Rugby League season. And there have been heaps of signings over the last couple of weeks for various teams. Plenty of former NRL players wanting to join their local league. Nathan Ross is one. He's going to be playing. Will Smith, Blake Austin, Blake Ferguson as well. They've all signed on with various clubs for the next season. So it's going to be a pretty good season of Newcastle rugby, I think.
A lot of people will be looking forward to that.
Some celeb watching as well down at your local park. You know, you might say one of your heroes.
Exactly.
Will Smith, he'll be there. Here come the men in black and all that stuff, which I'm looking forward to.
Team, there's new research out of Stanford University, so I suppose this is a reputable source.
Credible.
They've supposedly proved the benefits of a vegan diet on the heart, and they've done it using twins. So, the Stanford Medicine Study recruited identical twins and have supposedly proved that vegan diets improve cardiovascular health in as little as 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
I mean, to me, what do you think that sounds like? Too long or too short?
Way too short.
Right.
I mean, like, what, that's 2 months? So if you wanted some results, the long-term health results, you've got to do it over a longer period.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I agree. I feel like, even though it's come from Stanford, I'm not sure I believe this research. Mm. Basically, what they've done is they've grabbed 22 pairs of identical twins.
Okay.
So, like, 44 people in total. And a meal service was organised to deliver 21 dishes to these people every week, with like vegan one eating entirely plant-based diet, whereas the other one had a regular omnivore diet.
Sure.
You know, included chicken, fish, eggs, cheese, dairy, as well as all the other fruit, veg and stuff that the vegan person was having.
Yep.
Now, this is a quote from the study.
Right.
Based on these results and thinking about longevity, most of us would benefit from going to a more plant-based diet, according to Professor Renborg Farquhar. Why do they always have such weird names?
Also,
that's someone born to be a professor, isn't it?
Yeah, clearly.
Definitely. Also, how did the vegan people who are on it have enough strength to like fill out their results on the forms because they're always on undefeated. Yeah, not enough iron. They have to get their identical twin to hold the pen for them, did they? Or how did that work?
I just think, like for me, this feels like a proper inconvenient truth. Like, I know in my brain that cold showers are better for you than hot showers.
Oh, yeah.
But I will never, ever have a cold shower.
Because they're rubbish.
That's it. Because I guess you've got to weigh up the pros and cons.
Yeah.
And on one side, you have comfort and enjoying your life.
Yeah.
And the other side, you have a life where you live longer, but you don't enjoy it.
You hate all every second of it.
Yeah. So you've got to, like, weigh up the pros and cons. And for me, this is like a shower analogy. Mm. It doesn't matter how much better it is for you. I'm not giving up my chicken. I'm not giving up my steak.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
steak will never be given up. That is the real truth right there.
Stanford Champion. That's what I'm saying.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, team. Let's launch you into what's going to be an absolutely sweltering weekend.
Yay.
It is going to be hot, but you can start it even hotter, I suppose, with freebies on your Friday morning. Nice and early, the early bird gets the worm, and this morning you can be said bird, the worm, $60 to spend however you like at Sherwood Coffee.
And they do have a lovely range of ice-cold beverages as well.
Oh.
I'm just checking out some of the iced coffees and drinks and stuff. It looks amazing. You'll be spending on that if you want, plus a bit of breakfast.
Absolutely. However you want, $60 to spend however you want. We're not going to. Once it's in your hands, we're not going to tell you how to spend it. Do whatever you like with it. How to get it, though? Two simple steps. First step, of course, is to call 4967-4105. That's the magic competition number here to get yourself in the draw to play 3 of a Kind. Once you've done that and you've got yourself on the air, it's you and another Nova Castrian in a battle of wit, speed and intelligence, all the important qualities. The winner walks away with the chockies. So, if you've never heard this game before, what you've got to do is, I guess, buzz in with your name and figure out the linking word between the three things I give you. So, Crevo, Ari, you both can play this morning as I give an example.
Sure.
Oh, all right. I'm going to win this one again.
If I were to say to you guys, The Flash, Spider-Man, Crevo. Superman. Oh, Crevo, rapid there.
Are they superheroes?
They most certainly are superheroes.
You're such a cheater.
What do you mean?
Buzz in whenever you like. Okay.
Yeah, if you think you know the pattern earlier, you can do that, you see.
Okay.
All's fair in love and 3 of a Kind. That's what they say. Okay.
But if you're sitting at home thinking, man, I did know those superheroes. That was super easy. I promise you, only gets easier from here.
First of all, we've got Chris in Aberglasson. How are you?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, good, thanks.
That's the way. Ready to take on 3 of a Kind?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
All right, up against Chris, we go to Waratah. Morning, Judy. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. Got much planned for your weekend? Staying away from the heat?
Oh, yeah, got to work a bit.
Oh, well, that's life, isn't it? Sometimes you got to work hard, sometimes you get to play hard.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
it. Will there be any time for, like, a glass of wine or something in there?
Oh, I'll find some.
Yeah. Smart.
You get it.
Always time for that. All right, before we get into the competition, I hand you over to Quizmaster Ari. Let's first test everyone's buzzer, remembering your name is your buzzer. Chris, you go first.
Chris.
Lovely. Judy.
Jude.
Oh, Jude. Ooh. I didn't think you could shorten Judy much. One syllable. She's managed to shorten it even more.
Smart.
Serious player.
All right, let's get into this.
All right, take it away, Quizmaster Ari. First one, please.
Okay, first one. Are you ready? Wall's End, Maitland and Swansea.
Chris.
Dude.
Chris was way quicker there.
Suburbs of Newcastle?
Yep, that's it.
One on the board.
Don't overthink it. We're not trying to trick you.
That is the motto
We're
of this show.
We're on your side here.
Exactly.
All right, round two. Here we go. Cadbury, Nestle, Lindt.
Chris.
Chris was quickest again.
So quick.
Brand of chocolate.
That's it.
He's got it. Done
too
it.
Easy.
What? That's a clean sweep. Yes. Now, Judy, unfortunately, you didn't pick it up today. Do you want to have another crack on Monday?
That'd be wonderful.
Runner-up. Fantastic. Only local winners here at New FM.
And once again, well done to Chris. $60 spent however you want at Sherwood Coffee, the newest best brew by locals for locals. And that suits us because there's only local winners here on New FM.
Over in Dubai at the moment, the big climate conference happening right now. And there's a record number of different, I guess, advocates who are trying to change the story on what's going on with climate change.
Well, have you guys seen Newitali Nelms is over there in Dubai?
You are correct.
What's Newitali doing over there?
Well, apparently she's in...
scammed herself a little holiday. You would if you could, wouldn't you?
Yes,
all right for some. All right for some. Anyway, what's interesting are all these, like, I guess, activists who are over there, not protesting against climate change, but what they're doing is trying to, I guess, put forward the idea that fossil fuels, not the problem here.
They're trying to save their money and save the industry, aren't they?
You are correct. It's in that part of the world where a lot of, let's face it, petrol comes out the ground, right?
Mm. Yes.
So,
there's a lot of mining here in Newcastle as well. There's a lot of jobs that we're trying to keep as well.
Well, that may be the reason.
Maybe that's why Newitali's over there.
It's possible. I'm not saying...
speculation.
Yeah.
100%, right? But here's one of my favourite bits of, I guess, rhetoric is from the Sultan of the UAE.
Right. He's got hosting it as well.
That's it. So there's two things that he's been saying. The first one is he said it was incredibly concerning that they're looking at, you know, people are trying to look at restricting fossil fuels in such a serious way. And he said it will take the world, and this is his words, back into the caves. Which is, I mean, just essentially saying, oh, everything's going to go into darkness if you turn off the oil supply.
Well, we might.
Well, it's so interesting as well to claim that that's going to send us back in time when you're in fossil fuels. The name's in it, fossils.
Exactly. Yeah. And literally from the past.
Yeah.
And there's modern ways of making energy, which, you know, are a lot cleaner. The other thing he's saying, and this is the most, I guess, entertaining bit of rhetoric out there, is that blaming the fossil fuel industry for global warming is like blaming farmers for the obesity problem, which is just, whilst it is sort of a put together argument, it makes no sense and it's so wrong.
I don't know. I think it's interesting that he said that though.
I reckon it's apple and oranges. You can't compare those two.
You can't blame farmers for the obesity problem. In fact, they're not the ones making like all of the sugary foods, which are the problem. They're just growing apples and whatnot. Mm. You can't blame them for that. That's outrageous.
Yeah, blame Cadbury.
Your word's not mine. Yeah,
unless they're sponsors of the show, in which case they're great people.
Yeah, of course.
And can't wait to give away some.
It feels the exact same argument as you always hear in the US, the same rhetoric where it's like, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Yeah, but people don't kill people without the guns, you know? So why don't we just get rid of that option?
We could all see what's really going on here. But the fact they're able to do it on such a large scale is what's so outrageous.
There was always going to be dramas at this conference, though, when they decided to hold a climate conference in Dubai in the UAE, which is one of the biggest oil exporters in the world.
It was always going to be...
Oversight, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
Always a lot of excitement around Christmas, but it can be a bit of a hard time for some people, right? So if you can this year, of course, we've got New FM's Giving Tree, which is at level 2 opposite Angus and Coot at Westfield Katara.
It's always there. You've seen it before during your Chrissy shop. You know? Maybe you haven't paid attention because you're hustling and bustling, running around to get all your gifts, but it's there.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And if you're in a position where you can, just grab a couple of extra things or even one little gift, unwrapped, and just pop it under there, and we'll sort out the rest. So you get to do your charitable bit just by very easily purchasing something while you're already doing your shopping, right? And just swing past there and pop it under the tree, job done.
Don't even have to wrap it, which is the hardest part of Christmas.
For you, maybe.
I'm terrible. Are you a good Christmas wrapper?
Absolutely. My mom taught me well.
I am shocking. So that's the hardest bit for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
So the fact that you don't have to wrap it, how good's this? You just drop it there.
Charity done.
Yeah, you can give without having to do all the fiddly little bits.
Exactly. And wasting your sticky tape, right? So please, though, on a serious note, if you can, just grab a couple of things. It can be for, you know, even stuff for young adults or, you know, the teens, the little kids, all that stuff. It's all hugely appreciated. So everyone gets something to open on Christmas morning. That is the goal.
So I've got an engagement party on tomorrow. It's not mine. I'm not engaged yet. It's not mine.
Don't get excited.
So my partner's cousin. So not even family to me, but it's going to be a very stressful day.
Why is that?
Well, we've been hunting around for gifts. I mean, how
what do you get people for their engagement party who aren't really having a wedding? Like, you know, it's very confusing. So
the problem is as well is the shops are already chockers because people aren't shopping for engagement parties, but rather they're shopping for another event on the 25th. I think it's Christmas or something like that. Fairly big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So in my opinion, it's the worst time of the year to have an engagement party. But yeah, so that's been the biggest issue for us. But also, it starts at 11 a.m.
Right through the middle of the day.
Right in the 42-degree peak, and it's just everyone's going to be melting. I don't think there'll be any liquor, though.
Is it going to be, is it an inside event in the aircon at least?
Luckily, it's inside.
Oh, thank God.
So it's like at Club Macquarie near Boolaroo. So it'll definitely be in a function room with the aircon on. Hopefully it doesn't break because, you know, there's about 60 people going, so it's going to be a big one.
Now, and with the gift side of things, obviously, I don't know if they're going to be listening at this time. I'm going to ruin the surprise.
No, they won't be up yet. Okay, it's all good.
That's all good. Right. How did you end up like picking something in the end, or what did you go with?
So I kind of played on not his cousin's likes and interests. It's his fiancé. So his fiancé, yeah, that's right.
You've done
it's
well.
All about the girl. So I had to look at what she likes, and she's all about the green thumb. She loves gardening. She loves plants. She loves everything like that. So we just got a, well, hopefully she's not listening, pot holders.
Plant stand type situation.
Yeah, even
very
though
nice.
Their unit is just full of furniture at the moment, so I don't know how it's going to fit anywhere, but...
That's not your problem.
That's right.
Your problem ends when you hand over the gift.
The other concern I have for you, Ari...
No.
...is this is your partner's cousin, right?
Yeah.
How many people do you know attending this engagement party? Are you going to know lots of people, or are you kind of going to be a bit stranded?
Actually, so he has a very large family, huge family. So
right, okay.
I know all of them at this stage.
Right.
However, her side of the family, they're coming from Queensland somewhere, so never met them, but, you know, apparently it's she's got a lot coming herself. So that'll be interesting. I'll just stick with the people I know.
That's smart.
And what's the dress code tomorrow, finally? You know what you're going to go? What you're wearing?
No. See, I don't plan outfits in advance. I wish I did. So it's just going to, I'm just going to wake up tomorrow morning and then choose whatever's in my wardrobe.
Is it quite formal, though? Is everyone suiting up and everything?
Well, they made a mistake on the invitations. It was meant to be smart casual, but they said formal.
Really?
Yeah.
So that is a big mistake to make.
Yes.
Especially on a 40-degree day.
That's
Belmont.
Why she called me last week and she was like, please don't dress in anything fancy. Just come in, you know, your shorts and a nice top and that'll be fine. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll see.
The risk is, though, if you do that, everyone else is informal.
That's right.
Is there a chance she's trying to, like, you know, trick you? In any way, shape,
I hope
or form.
Not. Otherwise, the everyone friendship is over, okay?
Everyone else comes in full formal gear and you're left like that. Tomorrow, the really hot day. Some places staying up to 42 degrees.
Scorcher.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute stinker. And like you said, there is various kind of reporting on how hot it's going to be.
Yeah.
But the numbers that are scaring people are the low 40s. 40, 41, 42, I've seen knocking about. It is going to be very warm, particularly as well because Newcastle Ocean Bath still aren't open. So everyone's going to be, Merriweather's going to be a nightmare tomorrow.
Good luck.
Yeah. If you get in a park, I'd recommend maybe 5:30 in the morning, 5:45 if you're ambitious.
I reckon you go today and stay in your car listening to New FM until tomorrow.
Yep.
If you can't get to the baths, though, there's a couple other ways that you can stay cool in this extortionate heat. So what I thought we'd do is, amongst the team, we come up with some of our best heat hacks to help Novocastrians out.
Yeah.
So maybe, Ari, if you'd like to start,
okay. You
can give us a couple heat hacks to help the people of Newcastle and the Hunter.
Sure. Okay, well, this one I've learnt from my dogs. They do this very well. So basically, on a hot day, if you've got tiles in the house or slate or something like that, just lie on the tiles, just let your skin hit that cool tile, or you just get some ice packs. That's just a really easy hack. Another one that I have done once, it worked, you freeze your pillow.
Freeze your pillow.
Yep,
that's actually
got, like,
a great idea.
Yeah,
I love
if you've
that.
Got a big enough space in your freezer, throw your pillow in there for maybe like, oh, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes, depending on what you like, and then bring it out, lay your head on that pillow, and you'll go swiftly to sleep.
Does it make the bed wet?
It shouldn't, because no moisture in it. No.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
That's actually brilliant. I love that.
There you go. Well, I've got one I can add to that as well. Hmm. I was thinking, one that is an essential for Newcastle on the Hunter, especially if you go into, like, Merriweather Baths, buckle your seatbelt when you leave the car, so that when you hop back in the car, you don't have to touch that hot metal piece.
That's a good one.
It'll be protected in the little, like...
Genius.
Yeah, in the little buckle area, and you can save it there. It'll protect your hands from burning.
And you can climb in under the seatbelt as well. You don't even have to touch it at all. No risk.
Go.
Zero risk.
Crevo, you got one?
Yeah, so I've got a couple of ones here. Oh. So first of all, if you're making some dinner, like ready for, you know, tomorrow night, still going to be really hot, right? Do something with a big sauce, right? And then you freeze that sauce, say so like a Thai green curry or something, and then apply it to your face like a mask. You'll cool yourself right down. Here's another option as well. If you got it, like Zupa Dupas, you know them, right?
Yeah,
everyone's got those. Yeah, get those and then strap them in a long strap like a bandolier, you know, like Rambo would wear, you know, the bullet, bullet heading across the across your chest, and then strap that around your body. You'll have Zupa Dupas, and then you've got them at the ready at any time. You just pull one out. Here we go. I'll have an orange, thanks. They're done.
That does seem like living.
Yeah, you're living the good life. Imagine that, walking around with any time you want. You've got a Zupa Dupa ready to go.
Well, I imagine Jess from the newsroom actually has some proper hacks to help. Not none of this Thai green curry to the face of rubbish.
No, none of that rubbish. If you're like me and you only have the aircon at one end of the house and your bedroom is at the complete opposite end of the house, I have to strategically set up like pedestal fans to get the cold air from the aircon room to my bedroom, or put like a wet face cloth on the fan so it blows even colder air down the other end of the house.
So your aircon is like participating in like a relay race. You pass it back on to the next fan, who passes it to the next fan, who passes it into your room.
Precisely. Or just come to work like me tomorrow and be in the aircon and don't move.
That's terrible.
Well, then you've got to work. Sounds awful. Here's another weird one as well. I swear by it. I promise you it works.
Yeah.
Get yourself tomorrow to Raj's Corner. Whatever branch you want.
Curry one again, is it?
Yeah. Order yourself a beef vindaloo.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this will cool you down, because when you have a curry, right, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but the curry forces you to sweat more. It, like, induces more sweat.
Obviously.
Which evaporates, which cools you down.
Oh, genius.
I'm telling you, get yourself to Raj's tomorrow. Get yourself a beef vindaloo. You're looking at me, Ari, like I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
This works. I swear by it. This isn't even like the Thai green curry to the face rubbish that Cravo's on about.
Okay.
Real hack. I'm promising you.
There we go. We're helping you out, Newcastle. We're going to cool you down over the weekend.
Damn. The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And if you, like the rest of Newcastle and the Hunter, have still got a bad case of the Matilda fever.
Oh, yeah, I do.
For the world. I mean, we all do, don't we?
Yeah.
Your chances to see Newcastle's very own Socceroos star, well, Matilda star, sorry, Emily Van Egmond, are running out quickly. Lucky for you, though, there still is another chance. This Sunday, they're playing at number 2 sports ground. Jess mentioned it. They're up against Sydney. And, like, they normally, at the A-League women's games, let you on the pitch after to, like, you know, like, take photos and get a couple signatures and stuff. Mm. I've seen, like, you know, I was there a couple of weeks ago. The lines in front of Emily Van Egmond were like, you know, were past the pitch.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. One of the Matilda's stars, like I said, your chance to see her in action is on Sunday at number 2 sports ground.
And here's the good thing as well. Like, a lot of those people wanting the signatures maybe have already got their signatures now, so you might be able to sneak in a bit shorter line this time.
That's right.
That is a hot tip. Now, of course, though, getting into the things that are happening this weekend around Newcastle and the Hunter, and I've got my favourite selections. Starting out with some carols, right? Because there's a bunch of carols events. I think they must have gone on the calendar. Right, is this too close to Christmas? No, we're sweet. This weekend is the weekend to do it.
Right.
Curry Curry Christmas carols at Curry Curry Sports Ground. I just like saying Curry Curry.
Yeah, easy to remember.
Yeah. That's going to be on Sunday, 6 p.m. So get in and amongst that. Are you a caroler, Ari?
I'm always a caroler. Putting up the Christmas tree, you better believe the speaker is on and I'm belting out my favourite songs.
What about yourself, Stephen? What's your favourite carol? Or are you not a caroler?
I'm not a carol. You know what my favourite Christmas song is?
Okay.
Which is that?
Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Oh, my sister!
Yep.
banger. Yeah, absolute banger. Nice like that one. Is, especially because I worked in the retail circus for so long. You hear all the drab, slow ones all the time.
That's right.
And Santa Tell Me comes on, you're like, oh, yeah.
Now we're in business. I also like this one based on the name. Hark Christmas at the Park, also on Sunday, 5 p.m. at Pacific Park, Newcastle. That would be a good
so
one.
So what does this include? What does this entail?
That's Christmas carols again.
Oh, right.
That's our little carol section, if you will. One of my favourite things that's happening this weekend is Smokin' Hot Barbecue Masterclass at Rutherford. Now, if you want to learn how to do the best barbecue, which I always do, a good opportunity. Now, that one is happening Racecourse Road at Rutherford on Sunday as well, but that's in the morning, so that's at 9 o'clock. So already you can be barbecuing at 9 o'clock. What a great excuse.
Exactly,
to start the barbecue nice and early. Markets. Now, Christmas markets. This is where you want to get your gifts and whatnot. The Newcastle Christmas Market Day at the station at Newcastle. That's going to be brilliant. Or get all your gifts early, if you will. Perfect opportunity to get some of that crazy shopping done in a non, I guess, shopping centre environment.
A little bit of a side note as well. I don't know if you guys have seen, while we're talking Chrissy, this is such a tangent.
Yeah.
But Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree has hit number one in the US billboards. Have you guys seen this?
Yes, I did.
65 years after it was released, it's toppled Mariah Carey, of course, who's been like all conquering for the last, I don't know, how many decades. Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number one in the US billboard.
Now, is it like on TikTok or something?
Yeah, big TikTok campaign to get it to number one.
Right.
It's been successful.
I was going to say, because to topple Mariah is...
No mean feat, is it?
No, it's actually unbelievable, and it feels like almost TikTok trend of area, if you will. The other one I'll mention as well, if you're more out the valley way, the Handmade in the Hunter Market's perfect for Christmas. Like, you can get some local handmade stuff by local artisans. That's happening at Epic Colburn, and that's on Saturday from 9 in the morning. So a nice early one to beat the heat, if you will.
Right. Absolutely.
There you go, the wrap on the local stuff happening all this weekend around Newcastle and the Hunter.
And, of course, a full extensive list you'll be able to find on the New FM website, newfm.com.au.
Something a little bit sweet and handsome all at the same time. So, basically, this week, a life-sized chocolate statue of none other than Timothy Chalamet has been unveiled in London, Trafalgar Square.
Hang on, who is this Timothy Chardonnay bloke anyway?
Wind up.
Do not do this to me. Okay, no, Chalamet. Okay, so he's in the new Wonka movie that's coming out momentarily.
Okay,
I think it's just been released in the UK.
So he playing the new Wonka?
He is the very new Wonka.
Okay.
Right, so we can only assume that this chocolate statue is part of, like, promotion for that film?
Of course it is, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But it is... 2 meters tall. It took creators 5 weeks to mold over 90 liters of melted chocolate.
What?
It's incredible. But yeah, and apparently, it all comes as promo for this movie. But yeah, he's looking pretty yummy.
If you could, like, get in front of this statue, this chocolate statue, they went, Ari, you can bite off any bit you want. Which part are you biting off first?
I reckon the nose.
Yeah.
Like that just looks fun.
You reckon he's got a sexy nose?
He's just beautiful all over. So I'm happy with whatever body part.
The nose seems like a logical place to start as well. It's like maturating a little bit.
Yeah.
Wiggle your way in.
It's like when you take down like an Easter bunny or something, a chocolate bunny. You always break off the ear first, don't you?
Exactly.
Every time.
Yeah.
Maturating bit. I want to know though, how far do we think 90 liters of chocolate gets you? Because speaking of Easter bunnies, there's nothing worse than when you like get an Easter egg or something like that and you're like, look how big this egg is. Hollow as anything.
Yeah.
There's a tiny thin little layer on the outside, not filled in. How far does 90 litres get you?
I don't know.
Decent level of thickness. I mean, what is the, I guess...
2 metres is tall. That's
it
a
is.
Lot of, like, person to cover.
Yeah, it's over 20 centimetres tall than he is, I believe.
So...
I know.
You know his exact height. If you want to know how much of a fan Ari is,
yeah.
Check in there.
He's brilliant.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait roulette.
All right, here Come we on. Go. If you've never heard how this works, basically what you do is you got to ring up 4967-4105 and play clickbait roulette. Now, what that is we have three news article headlines.
And news is such a loose term.
True.
Like tabloids count, all the stuff on your social media, all those bits and bobs count.
And it's two truths and a lie. So two of these will be real headlines that have been published somewhere on the internet on a news site, and one will be made up by your quizmaster Stephen today. No. He's in charge of that. So it's two truths and a lie. 4967-4105. And if you get it right, if you figure out which is the fake headline, you get yourself a $50 voucher, all thanks to Singos. Get yourself whatever meat you want.
And you'll need that for your pool party tomorrow, which I assume there'll be plenty of around Newcastle and Hunter. 40 degrees.
Must be.
Barbecue will be absolutely searing.
Let's meet our contestant.
All right, Emily from Rankin Park. Are you ready to play?
I fall for these all the time on my Facebook feed.
Yeah, so do I. Don't you worry about that. We're the same.
And that's got me licking my lips. I'm thinking there's two people here I can fool. Don't you worry about that. All right. So what we'll do, Em, is we'll let Ari help you out a little bit. You
just
two can always work as a team.
Yep.
And, you know, like maybe Ari might see, like, scratch my nose or, like, play with my hair when I'm saying something. A little telltale sign that she might be able to pass on to you. Or maybe she'll have no idea as well, which is my hope. With that being said, let's get into these. Like Crevo said, two truths and a lie. Essentially, I'll give you three articles. Only one is
fake.
You've got to pick out the fake article.
Here we go. Number one.
Article number one. Cracked piece of metal heals itself in world first. That's article number one. Article number two. Chris Hemsworth says George Miller hired ex-criminals as extras on Ferozia, a Mad Max saga. And article number three, Amber Heard makes shock return to our screens, but her first role after Johnny Depp case has nothing to do with Hollywood. There are your three articles. So you've got healing metal, you've got Chris Hemsworth and the cons, and you've got Amber Heard's shock return.
The Amber Heard one sounds legit.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar because obviously people aren't really looking to put her in a movie again, but
maybe a good start here is getting down to a 50-50, which I feel like you're doing. You're saying that Amber Heard, you reckon, might be the most true sounding, yeah?
I think so because everyone was always clicking on those Johnny Depp articles and Amber Heard ones.
Yeah.
All right. So if we're going to tentatively, you know, eliminate the Amber Heard story, I'll refresh the other two for you.
Let's
so you've got
that.
This 50-50. So article number one was cracked piece of metal heals itself in world first was article number one. And article number two, Chris Hemsworth says George Miller hired ex-criminals as extras on Ferozia, a Mad Max saga.
Okay.
There are your two articles, the healing metal and Chris Hemsworth and the cons.
His face isn't giving me anything, so I can't really help you there.
I've got a good poker face, Em. I'm sorry. What can
He's
I say?
He's played a lot of poker in his time.
But, like, with the Mad Max movie, though, I mean, hiring, what was it, ex-cons, did you say?
Ex-criminals.
Ex-criminals. That might be a very interesting ploy to use on a movie like that. So I don't know. What do you think, Em?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the first one because it's... I don't know.
Healing metal doesn't feel right
to
you?
Doesn't sound right.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So as a team, are we locking in that the fake article is article number one? Cracked piece of metal heals itself in world first.
I'm happy to.
Okay.
So am I.
All right. Well,
everything to play for here. And by that, I mean $50 worth of meat, all thanks to Singos.
I can reveal that Emily, Ari, I have fooled you both. I'm so sorry. Cracked piece of metal heals itself in world first. Real article, as is the ex-cons working with Chris Hemsworth in his new film.
How?
The fake article was Amber Heard's return.
Suckers.
Thanks for playing. Unfortunately, you get absolutely nothing.
Make sure you stick around, though, because there'll be more chances throughout the show to get yourself free, mate, thanks to our friends at Singos. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's give away some goodies.
Yeah, please. And I've been sweating all night.
Have you?
I haven't been able to sleep. tossing and turning, turning back over, tossing back again, turning again. This is all because yesterday during the planning meeting, Stephen said, get out the studio, Craver. Get out now. I was like, well, for what reason? He goes, I've got a secret to discuss about you behind your back.
Yeah, well, did.
We've got to call you out, Cravo. And look, I want to bring Jess in from the newsroom as well.
Nice.
Because,
what's going on? Sorry.
You know, while we're down the hall and by the water cooler and that, the three of us, you know, we're like, oh, hi, Cravo, how was your day? We actually don't care. When you're gone, we're talking behind your back.
Exactly.
And,
yeah,
and saying all kinds of nasty things.
Oh, happy Friday.
And I've noticed something about you which has to be addressed, Cravo.
Here we go.
Because I know you feel quite often that you're a bit of a hustler and bustler around Newcastle. You know, a bit of a celeb, if you will.
Oh, please.
Well, look, this is just what I've heard on the grapevine. Now, if I go onto Facebook, Mark Crevo, and I type in your profile, can you please explain to me what this blue tick next to your name is?
What
your
is
verification?
Yeah, I'm verified.
Is this like a paid subscription service?
Yeah, how much are you paying for this?
Because I know Jess for sure is like an aspiring, you know, influencer. I see her all the stories
and
that.
I'm jealous.
She's doing everything.
And when I said this to Jess, she went, how'd he get that? How's he done it?
What's he paying?
Very, very interested. I want to know, Cremo, what's the story? What's going on here? Do you see yourself as a bit of an influencer?
Well, how else do you get verified? They, like, sent me a message and said,
oh, they did they? Who's they? Mark Zuckerberg did
it. Yeah, well, that's what he said. He goes, are you this Cremo? I was like, yes, I am. And then they went, well, we need to check your ID, right? And then they phone you up, right, and check. And then they invite you down to Facebook in the...
is that right? Facebook's headquarters in Lake Macquarie.
No. No, it's further down the M1 in Sydney, I'll have you know, okay. Right? And then they have a meeting with you and they'll like get you a coffee and stuff and then they're like, well, right, we'll give you the tick. We believe it's you.
Right. So no payment at all in this verification subscription.
Do you want to know the real story?
Yeah.
Okay, so how's this? I got kicked off Facebook Marketplace, right? For too much Facebook Marketplacing, basically. The robots.
You're hustling too hard.
Too much hustling, right? 7 days. You know what I'm like, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to get back on. I need it for the business, right? So I look Googling around what's the best way to do this because there's no Facebook support whatsoever. They said, if you get yourself blue tick verified by paying the monthly subscription, you can get like a support person, and I got myself back on.
Wow.
So that's the only reason why you have the tick is because you wanted to get back onto Facebook because it got kicked off.
You are correct. $25 a month I have to pay.
Oh, my goodness.
Ridiculously convenient story. You do it for the status. Don't lie to me, Cremo.
How do you think I get all these free meals? Don't you know who I am?
Novos. What's the goss? UFM. All right, team. The Australian Open draw has been announced. One big notable omission from the draw is none other than Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, the man himself.
Yeah, one of Australia's most polarising athletes.
Indeed.
Now, I'm not really sure how, like, the ins and outs and all the bits and bobs of tennis. Maybe he can still get in on, like, a wild card entry or... I'm not really sure. I know he's been struggling with his knee injury. I'm not sure if he'll be fit in time. There's lots of questions around Nick Kyrgios. Mm. But even if he doesn't make the tournament, don't worry about him financially because he's now signed up for this new website. I think it's called OnlyPans. It's like a subscription-based cooking website where people share daily recipes or something like OnlyPans, I think is what it's called. Something along those lines.
Similar sounding to that. I think they sell like pots as well there.
Yeah, not sure.
Other cooking gear.
Yeah, there's bits and bobs that you could buy. And while it is unclear at the moment if Nick will be sharing his best aubergine pasta eggplant parmigiana, for example.
Who knows?
Big old eggplant. He always slices it right up. That's what I hear.
Well, that's how you get the best parmigiana, right? You need the longest eggplant. So hopefully he's got, you know, he'll be very successful, I feel.
Mm.
But what we do know is he's promised that, this is a quote from him, you get behind-the-scenes access, everything from on-court to everyday life, is what he's said. And he's also put in his statement, this is to disrupt the way sports stars share their content online.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. So now, a lot of sports stars are doing, like, food crossovers, you know? They love the OnlyPans. That's what I've been saying.
Well, the subscription will be free.
What?
So, how? Well, I imagine that probably there is a deal where OnlyPans are paying him.
Okay.
So I think he's getting a lot of money from this deal, a lot of kickbacks. And then maybe you get the subscription for free and you get all the basic stuff, but then you can pay for more access.
Like if you want to see, say, for example, his fruit-based desserts or something. Oh, look, he's showing us his banana, that kind of thing.
Yeah, banana split. If you want to see the banana split recipe, you might have to pay a little bit more
premium,
for that.
Premium.
Now, not sure if that'll be on there. We're not really sure what the content is, and I haven't delved too deep into it, if I'm honest. But, yeah, one of Australia's most polarising athletes moving into another avenue in their, I guess, career.
Way to make money.
Wasn't on my bingo card for 2023.
No.
I'll tell you that for free.
Absolutely not.
Very good. Well, I'm sure you can check it all out on that site.
Yeah, miscellaneous site. In other news, closer to home, one of Australia's favourite sweethearts, Missy Higgins, is going on tour.
Oh, your favourite.
One of my favourites. Yeah. And unbelievably, she's doing it for 20 years of The Sound of White, her debut album.
Unbelievable.
One of my favourite albums of all time. I can't believe it's 20 years old. The most exciting thing, though, is she's coming to Newcastle. So, we've got pre-sale for her tickets coming up this Monday, the 11th. General sale is on the Wednesday following that, the 13th. Her show will be Saturday, the 15th at the Civic Theatre. Saturday, 15th of June, I should say, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, January 9th.
Very soon.
No, of June at the Civic Theatre, and we believe it'll be two shows as well.
Oh, so
I'm
you
not
can
sure
see
if she's
it twice.
Back to back, or if she's going to do like another date later.
Because you are Newcastle's biggest Missy Higgins fan, aren't you?
I'll be there or thereabouts. I've seen her three times live, so I can make it four and five when she comes in June.
I love that. All right, well, you can see her alongside Stephen. Get your tickets ASAP because that will sell out, right?
Most certainly will, and all the details on her website.
The day before yesterday, I went to Beaumont Street with a friend, and we caught up for lunch at the Blind Monk.
Yeah, this is your favourite Thai restaurant, isn't it?
No. It's a little pub there. They do craft beer and
A
few bits of meals and stuff. It's changed though over the years. So the last time I went there, honestly, was probably a good few years ago.
Okay.
I went in there for lunch and I go up to the little ordering bit and I'm looking through the menu. I'm like, geez, things have gotten a little bit fancy here. Hamilton's changing.
Elaborate. How's it gotten fancy?
Okay, so in the past, you might have got, bangers and mash would be the classic, the Blind Monk feed.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there, I had this, quinoa salad with a crispy skin salmon and all these. They had micro herbs on it.
Micro herbs?
I was like, well, I do like a herb that's been made tiny.
You are on a good wicket, aren't you, Mark Craver?
Yeah. $18 and 20 with a beer.
$18?
Yep. Yep.
What, is that some kind of lunch special?
Lunch special.
Yeah,
but the lunch special's a little bit flash. I was like, wow, you know, when I first went to Beaumont Street on Hamilton, you'd see, very interesting people walking up and down, and there'd be people asking for money and all that stuff
All
walks of life.
Yeah.
Especially around the train station, right?
Oh, there's some interesting people around there.
Yeah, but here I am. Things are really, I guess, yuppifying, if you will, because it's becoming fancier when you're getting micro herbs on your crispy skin salmon.
Yeah.
The world that is Hamilton is changing. So my friend and I grabbed our lunch and they often put these bar tables on the street, on the footpath,
mm-hmm.
and they got the stools there and you can sit and just watch the world go by. We had our lunch. It was fantastic. Good catch up, right?
Yeah, right.
As I'm sitting there though, during that probably whatever it was, 20 minutes or so, I had someone say to me, mate, you got a smoke?
Yeah, well, classic.
There it is.
Bit of a classic, throwback. I was like, you know what, maybe there's...
Beaumont Street we know and love.
There's still a little element of it there.
She's hanging around, that's for sure.
then we had a guy trying to do karaoke with a speaker he was carrying. Now, another element of the old Hamilton coming back out of the woodwork. It's not all changed. It's not all Asahi bowls now.
Right.
I'm thinking at this point.
Well, I guess Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's right.
Hamilton doesn't change in a day. Mm.
The trifecta, the thing that made me realise it's not all changed, was then as we're finishing our schooners of craft beer,
yeah,
across from us on the other side of the street, real rough bloke getting arrested.
Oh, the dichotomy of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
like the old Hamilton is still just under the surface. You know, they might have put a bit of crispy skin
fresh
salmon
paint.
There.
Yeah.
Fresh paint. But you scratch a tiny little nick through that said fresh paint, and the old Hamilton is just right there.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
And team, can we address the fact that while the three of us are here slugging away, working hard for your Friday morning,
absolutely,
Joel for your 100% live and local drive home is just living it up on a Virgin cruise.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. He's currently on the Resilient Lady, which is on its way to Melbourne. He'll be broadcasting live from the top deck this afternoon from 3 p.m. So I guess he can take you along with consolation prize at best, isn't it?
On a cruise, basically living his best life. Do you think he's now? Obviously he's working. But do you think he's had a drink during this cruise?
He's sipping Mai Tais for sure.
Absolutely, he's living the best life. I'm sure he is. And I guess I'm just a little bit jealous because we're still here slugging it away. He gets to live it up on a cruise. Unbelievable.
Indeed.
Where was our invite?
Oh, good question.
No, we're too hard working. We wouldn't take days off.
No, no, of course not. We're busy working.
No, I would.
Hurry straight in.
I'm already in.
This is a bit of a dilemma for you. This story out about this lady who's charging her family $45 a head for people to come for Christmas dinner.
$45 a head.
I'd rather go to Macca's.
Well, that would be cheaper.
Yeah.
The cost of living is right up, though.
I understand that.
So, obviously, you know, have you priced out, say, a turkey?
I haven't looked, no.
Maybe close to $100.
Right.
For a big, big one, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, then you got pudding. Now, puddings are expensive as well. They can be like $90-$100 for a really big one if you've got a big family coming.
Not that expensive.
They are.
There are
really?
Puddings out there that are like $90, $100.
Sure not.
No, absolutely.
Wow, okay,
Pudding
I'm
Lane?
Shocked.
Pudding Lane, for example, friends of the show.
They do like $90 puddings.
Yeah. They must be good then.
Oh, well, they are. They're amazing, right? Then we haven't even touched, for example, entrees, if you wanted to do that. Sides. Price of potatoes at the moment. Through
Seafood.
The roof. You want some lobsters for your Christmas? This would be very expensive. If you go out for dinner, for a nice dinner, it costs more than that, right?
Yeah, it does.
So I'm actually, the more I speak about this, the more I realise this lady's onto something. In fact, if you're quite clever with it, for your Christmas lunch, you could turn a small profit.
Well, this is my major concern, right? If you go out for a nice lunch or a nice dinner,
sure,
you understand that it is a business who is trying to make a profit. They've got a bottom line, they've got people to pay, they're trying to make a profit.
Yeah.
Bloody Auntie Carol, she shouldn't be doing it for a profit,
but
right?
But when you go to Auntie Carol's house, it's often better than a restaurant, don't you reckon?
I don't know who your Auntie Carol is, but my Auntie Carol's not better than a restaurant.
Oh, really? No? Sometimes you go to the Christmas lunch, it's amazing, right? I don't think...
It is, but you still shouldn't be turning a profit to feed your family. I understand if you need to, like, split the cost or...
Yeah.
I think your house is similar to mine, Ari, but we always bring a plate.
Everyone does. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And just to clarify, this is not a bring a plate situation. So this Auntie Carol in this story is providing everything. And I guess the question that we're asking here is it right or wrong to charge your family for Christmas lunch if you're not doing any bring a plate?
Yeah, 4967405 is that magic number. Before we go to the lines, though, Jess, I hear you snickering a little bit in the background. What's the situation like at your household?
Well, we usually, like, all buy something and we, like, cook it all together. But the more that you talk about this, I thought it was outrageous. But you know what? If I can pay a family member $45 and I just rock up and I don't have to do anything apart from have a beverage or two and sit down and watch, well, maybe that's a good idea.
You know what? The tides are turning.
I think they are. You've convinced me.
And one more for Team Crevo. Jess on Team Crevo.
I can't believe you've let Crevo weave his little arguments into your brain.
He just made it sound so good.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Well, it works this time.
All right. 4967 4105. Are you Team Crevo? You reckon it's fine to charge for a little Chrissy dinner? Ari, where do you stand?
I'm on the fence, but I think I'm going to take one page out of Jess's book. I'm going to say, if I can pay someone to do it for me, I'm going to pay them. If not, I'll just bring my own salads.
What is happening here? I started this break with two allies, and now we come into the end of it, and I'm on an island by myself. Well, this is crazy. You don't charge family. Family's, you know, more important than money.
Okay. First of all, to Belmont, Coz, what are your thoughts on this?
I think she'll be spending Christmas alone, and that she's feeling the whole Christmas spirit and invited to the other family's house where everybody's just going to bring a plate and it's not going to be about money. And it's,
right.
Bah humbug. I agree.
All right. One for Team Stephen there. You know what, though? You still get a prize for coming on the show.
Yeah, well, you agree with me. So $50 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. No dramas, Coz. Coming your way. Well done.
Easy. Oh, my God. Outrageous.
I promised a prize blitz. You get a prize blitz.
Yep.
All right. Who do we have up next?
We'll go to The Terrace. Morning, Mel. What's your thoughts on this one?
No, I think charge them. As you say, the cost of living has gone up.
Yeah.
So I've got to use my power to provide a cool air conditioner, my swimming pool. I've got to wash the towels that they leave everywhere. And then the therapy for me afterwards. Come on.
Now, Mel, you knew you were volunteering your house for Christmas every year the minute you installed a pool and aircon, right? No. You knew that.
And then someone rocks up, oh, I'll bring a plate, I'll bring a $4 bag of lettuce and a punnet of cherry tomatoes. No, sorry. Give me the cash.
There we go. You know what? And for being on my side, I'm going to make sure you get a prize. What are we giving?
All right. Well, I guess if you're hosting, you'd have $50 worth of free money. Thanks to our friends at Singo's as well. All yours, Mel.
Awesome. Thank you.
There we go.
No dramas.
There's a contribution. Stephen, you're not getting it on Mel's good list just for that, though.
All right. Well, we are one apiece. Mm. Do we have time to go to a decider?
Yeah, of course. Let's do this. Everything to play for here. Will this lady get to charge $45 a head for a Christmas lunch? Yes or no? Let's find out.
We'll go to Argentine Tiff. What are your thoughts on this?
No.
No, in which way? No, she shouldn't be charging?
Period, no, because I come from a big-ass family. Like, I have 9 aunties and uncles.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And every Christmas, right, no matter what, my auntie does it. The whole lot. All she expects is to bring is, you know, your $2.90 lettuce and the punnet of cherry tomatoes. That's all she expects is to bring.
There you go. So you reckon you can't be charging for Christmas?
No way, mate. I don't give a crap with the cost of living. I'm a broke bogan, right? There's no struggling to get through life. No, I don't care. No, you don't charge them. They're family.
Yeah, okay.
There is some passion coming out of Argentina. You know what, Tip? We'll give you a $60 voucher to the lucky just for getting involved in the show as well. Thanks so much for calling
Easy
up.
As that. There we go. Congratulations indeed. Well, there we go. Sorted. Charging is the wrong thing to do.
My heart is still racing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What an impassioned speech from Tiff.
Incredible.
I like it.
I'd run through a brick wall now. I'm so excited.
He's so pumped up.
Anyway, we did do a prize blitz there, but the winning does not stop here on UFM.
Oh, no.
Make sure you listen right throughout the day for more chances to win on your Feel Good Friday. And next week, Crevo, I think you've got a bit of audio to play.
This is so exciting. Get your ear holes around this.
Imagine decking the halls with $800 worth of toys this Christmas. Thanks to Casey's Toys and New FM's 105 Days of Summer, this could be you. From Monday, we're giving you the chance to win a sleigh load of toys. From Barbie, Squishmallows and Peppa Pig to Nerf, Mega Blocks and Lego, plus so much more. Keep New FM loud all day. When you hear Santa, call 4967-4105 to make his nice list.
And you could be unwrapping a whopping $800 to spend at Casey's Toys.
Casey's Toys, offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. Oh, and our very own Santa here. Yeah, he's local as.
It's true. Newcastle's new FM.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
$800. Imagine that just clicks over into your Casey's Toys account.
Under the tree. Like, even if you've got, like, a family with four kids, they're still going to have so much under. The tree is going to look packed. You're going to need a massive tree to get all the presents under there.
You might forget about the tree. What about the living room? You're going to need, it's going to fill the living room.
That's unbelievable. What an amazing prize.
We are so lucky that Casey Toys have jumped on board with this. Mm. And, you know, like, if you are like me and you've left your shopping to the last minute, fret not, because this has got you absolutely sorted. And also, people are really doing it tough. We talked about the cost of living.
Yeah.
It is really expensive at the moment, and some people are sacrificing on stuff like that, luxury items.
Yeah.
Fret not. Make sure you stick around. Like we said, it's launching on Monday. You can win $800 worth of toys thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys. How unbelievable is that?
What a way to get closer to Christmas. It's just going to be awesome to be a part of. You've got to stick with New FM. That is the big message there, isn't it? If you want that $800 worth of Casey's Toys.
It all starts Monday. We'll be launching it in the morning, so make sure you're listening to us from 5. A little plug there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week.
See you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay cool.
See you later, guys.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.